Governor Rick Snyder and Illinois Governor Pat Quinn hosted a summit of the Great Lakes governors during this past weekend on Mackinac Island. There were no new agreements or policy initiatives, but independent journalist Gary Wilson says the fact that there was a meeting at all is significant. Gary Wilson writes a Chicago View for the Great Lakes Echo website. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, Gordon, it's good to be with you. Always good to talk with people in Western Michigan.
So why is the simple act of governors from at least some of the Great Lakes states meeting in person significant?
Well, it's been, Gordon, since 2005 that the governors themselves last met. That was in Milwaukee at an event to sign the Great Lakes Compact. So that's 8 years ago. For perspective, President George W. Bush was just beginning his second term in office. So that's how long ago it was. In that period of time, there have been many things happening with the Great Lakes. It's been a dynamic time frame. The federal government in 2009, 2010 funded and launched an aggressive restoration program of the Great Lakes. Mayors around the region, I believe there are 100 cities that have joined in with a group of a mayoral group to focus on Great Lakes issues, from their perspective. But the governors have been on the sidelines. Late last year, in his environment and energy message, Governor Snyder noted that, and he said it was time for the governors to get together and talk about a number of things, mostly about the environment and mostly about invasive species. And at the beginning of this year, he took over the co-chair role of an organization called the Council of Great Lakes Governors. He co-chairs with Illinois Governor Quinn, and they decided to have this meeting on Mackinac Island. But Governor Snyder was really the driver of that, and that's to his credit.
So there's been some action, as you say, at the federal level and amongst mayors in Great Lakes states. Is not having the governors there and meeting regularly, is that getting in the way of progress at all?
I believe it is. The governors are really a linchpin. For all the good work that they've done, mayor's work is limited in scope. Grand Rapids Mayor George Hartwell has been very active in the mayor's organization. But, his boundaries are fairly narrow when you look at the Great Lakes that cover two countries and eight states. Federal government has done a good job with their restoration initiative, budgeting around $300 million a year, much of which is spent in Michigan, and a whole multitude of projects. But you've got the governors who have been sitting on the sidelines, and they've just been conspicuous by their absence. In fairness, they've got, tremendous economic issues they're dealing with. Every state in the region is dealing with, budget issues. Their focus has been primarily on jobs. But still, jobs and the environment these days go together. And the governors have just been noticeable by their absence. And I'm glad Governor Snyder has picked up on this and is starting to drive an agenda.
So you say you went into this looking for a kernel of substance, and you think if there was one, it was Illinois Governor Pat Quinn saying that separating the Great Lakes from the Mississippi River is the ultimate solution to the advancing Asian carp problem. Why is that a significant development, at least potentially?
The Illinois political intelligentsia, as I fondly call them, the governor, Governor Quinn, Mayor Rahm Emanuel, Senators Durbin and Kirk, plus business interests have been very standoffish on the issue of separating the Mississippi River from the Great Lakes. There's a tremendous amount of commerce that flows throughout the Chicago area waterways system, and it flows through downstate areas. And nobody in Chicago is really lobbying for physical separation. Governor Quinn is not oblivious to that. He has to deal with his constituents. So he's been sort of noncommittal. He's done some things on the margins to help fight Asian carp, but he's stayed away from making a commitment on physical separation until Saturday afternoon when he was on a panel, and he talked about Asian carp a little bit, and sort of out of the blue, he said, I think the, quote, ultimate solution is what we need to look at now, the ultimate solution being the physical separation of the Great Lakes from the Mississippi. I was there, and I looked up, and I kind of looked around, and I saw people also looking around. We're all thinking, did he say what we thought he said? and a few journalists, myself included, were able to spend a few minutes with him after a press conference. And he did backpedal just a little bit, saying what he really supports is vigorous study. But what he said was still significant because he put it out on the table. It's an issue that the governors are going to have to deal with probably sometime next year. And I give him credit for putting it out there for discussion.
What are some other big issues out there for governors in the Great Lakes states aside from Asian carp?
Well, the other real big issue is the request by Waukesha, Wisconsin, a town about 60 miles or so west of Milwaukee. Waukesha has a big water problem, and they've got a request pending to divert Lake Michigan water. This will be the first test of the Great Lakes Compact for a diversion totally outside the basin, and it's going to be precedent-setting. That's why it's getting a lot of scrutiny. If there's a tough review of this request, then that sends a signal to other communities around the region that when they request water, they're going to be subjected to a tough review also. This request will land on the desks of all 8 Great Lakes state governors. Every one of them has to approve it. If one says no, then the request is denied. So this will be one of the biggest decisions this group of Great Lakes governors make in their tenure, because, as I said, it will be precedent-setting. And it will also set the tone on water conservation for the region. You know, we've had a lot of heavy rain this spring, so people tend to lose focus. But, you know, we're just coming off a significant drought, you know, from last year. And we may still be in it. We don't know. Water conservation is in the spotlight, and the governors have a direct responsibility in conserving water. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle this. And that'll be on their desks probably within a year.
Do you believe that if the governors of the Great Lakes states meet on a more regular basis than they have, as you say, this was really the first time they've all gotten together in 8 years, is that going to in any way, as you see it, alter what happens with an issue like water diversion or Asian carp?
I think it has the potential to. You know, meetings are fine, and I give Governor Snyder a tremendous amount of credit for, you know, for setting up this meeting. It's easy for every governor to stay in their silo, to stay within their own state and focus on local issues, but they've elected to, you know, put an emphasis on the regional economy, regional environmental issues, and regional collaboration, which is a change. Now, what they do with that is, you know, remains to be seen. But if they're meeting face to face, if they're talking about the issues, I think that only good can come from that. Governor Snyder noted that yesterday when Governor Quinn made his comment about separation. Indiana Governor Mike Pence was also there, and everybody in the state of Indiana is against physical separation of the Great Lakes from the Mississippi. But asked to comment later, Governor Snyder said, you know, this is good. We're talking about it. You know, we're just not throwing, you know, bricks over the fence at each other. We're all in a room and we're talking about it. So that's a positive thing. The proof of the pudding is always in the eating, so we'll see what happens.
Did you get a sense from this meeting over the weekend on Mackinac Island that Governor Snyder and perhaps some of these other governors want to make this a more regular occurrence, that they do get together and sit down and talk?
I do. And the primary reason is because the majority of the emphasis on this meeting was economic development. Yes, there were some environmental issues sprinkled in. The genesis of the meeting was environmental issues when Governor Snyder announced it. It slowly morphed into a meeting a little bit more about economic development. And my take on it, that was the sort of the sugar that Governor Snyder offered to get these other governors to commit, because everybody is focused on economic development in their states and international trade and all those things that can help their economy. So if it took that to get them to Mackinac Island and they were able to engage in some environmental issues too, so much for the better. Again, we'll just have to see what happens. The easy part's been done. Now the heavy lifting will begin.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add, Gary, before we wrap it up?
No, I just think that, you know, they issued, you know, a laundry list of things that they want to do. They're all pretty, they're a little bit soft. I don't want to say they're not without merit. The points that they talked about were a little bit soft. But I think there's potential here. And the primary kudos there go to Governor Snyder and Governor Quinn. Governor Snyder is slightly right of center Republican. Governor Quinn is slightly left of center Democrat. But neither are hopeless ideologues, and it looks like they found a way to work together for the betterment of the Great Lakes region.